And commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. This is 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in to today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. My guest today is Brett. And your last name, Brett?
Roderman.
And Brett Roderman, what do you always say when you come on?
That's right. These views are mine. They're mine alone. They do not represent the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly, nor the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
So I got a question for you. Should I be sweet or aggressive?
With me, you're talking?
No, with our subjects.
Oh, I don't care. You're probably going to be you. You know, in
that's right. That's right. You know, I'm going to go right into it. They call this Problem Corner,
right?
Because we solve problems. However, your assembly seems to like to create problems.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. There's a big one on the docket for Thursday night,
which is
that would be the renaming of Pioneer Park back to Alaska Land.
You know, leadership is supposed to remove problems, go forward, not cause consternation. Yet you have a presiding officer, Scott Crass, who takes it upon himself to cause dissension, try to create racism, and he is the presiding officer of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly.
I think we have way bigger fish to fry, yes. And we have way bigger things that we need to be spending our money on. So, you know, the money aspect of this kind of got drawn out at first because initially it was projected around $50,000 is what it was going to cost us to rename the park. That number has since been amended down to around $18,000. That came out in one of our last finance meetings. I don't care if it's a dollar.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I'm thinking about all the time and effort. This came out, let's see, this was proposed, I believe, back in December, and it's been working its way, you know, through the chain of command and everything. And, I mean, you got to understand it. Yeah, you can argue that, you know, all of our borough staff, they're paid anyway, right? They're, mm-hmm. They're paid to do their job. What difference does it make whether they're working on this ordinance or another ordinance? Well, you know,
it's blended into the cost.
But we have bigger fish to fry. You know, we have aging infrastructure. We've got another budget this year that for round figures is, you know, $9 or $10 million over the amount of money.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't quite understand it. This issue of this word. We have two words, you know, we have, well, I guess technically three words. You have a pioneer, and then you have Alaska Land. So I don't understand the argument. To me, they're just words. I mean, we were talking, you know, before the show. What if it was called Dunkin' Donuts Park?
Or my favorite that I brought up was the park that which cannot be named.
Right.
Park.
I mean, ultimately, in this day and age, somebody is going to be offended.
Yeah.
And so the park, as I know it, was renamed in 2001 or 2002, so that puts us around 25 years that it's had this quote-unquote new name, which, of course, I learned in this whole process was not the new name. It was really the old name, you know, being brought back, because when I moved here in 1991, it was Alaska Land. So I honestly didn't know any of the history of this issue until this became an issue.
But now your presiding officer believes that the term pioneer is racist.
It's racist, and it refers apparently to
colonization, basically.
Colonization and conquering, and I look at these word origins, and to me, it just goes right over my head. It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on, you know. Then it was brought in that, you know, the pioneers, oh my goodness. I mean, shocker. I hope everybody's sitting down, and if you're driving, please pull over. But shocker alert here. Way back in, like, the early 1900s, you know, when the pioneers of Alaska were about, what do you know? The only people that they allowed in were white males. Shocker. I'm sure people just drove off the road into the ditch learning this. What else in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, all the way up into the 60s, and gosh, some clear into the 80s, were white men only clubs, you know, or organizations? That's a non-issue for me. It's like, okay, are they still one? No, moving on. We're done. We're moving on.
Guess what? The Templars were that way.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, how many female popes have we had?
Exactly
that
zero.
That aren't white.
That's right.
So, I'm Catholic.
And again, if this was an issue, why, you know, this park has been, it's had this quote unquote new name for the last 25 years. I've never read any of this stuff in the paper before. It's never come before the assembly in the 4 years I've been on.
And he's brought it up and caused dissension with it, and racism and controversy on a purposeful basis to get his way.
If this was an issue, if this was
it never was an issue until he made it an issue. He was looking for a solution to a problem he created.
Right. It's a solution waiting for
piss
a problem.
Poor leadership, Mr. Crass.
And I just, on a bigger level, I just think it's a waste of borough resources.
Time and effort. So the big meeting is Thursday, and he's stacked it to the back of the meeting, so everyone has to sit there for umpteen hours, and he's trying to wait them out. That way he doesn't have as many people testify, because they'll be tired and they'll go. And you've already booked Friday in case it goes over.
Correct. So for those of you out there that don't know how borough meetings work, you know, I mean, obviously
let me interject. So he's using his political tools in a diabolical way.
Potentially.
Potentially. Yes. No.
So recently we have not had very full agendas. The presiding officer does set the agenda. So for the past couple of months, we've had pretty routine meetings, nothing much going on. All of a sudden, we have a very, very full agenda. Now, some of that is kind of coincidental, but whatever. It's a pretty full agenda, and this particular issue is near the end of the agenda. So, yes, you're right. It could be argued that he's going to try to wait him out.
And the outcome's already done.
Well, we're going to see. But,
yeah, right.
I would like to say I know what the vote is going to be. But
7-2.
Well, you might be shocked. But
6-3?
Well, I'm hoping for better.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah, go for it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Phil.
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Hey, I wanted to add another wrinkle to this.
Okay.
You know, these major league ballparks and so forth, they get corporate sponsorship. They name their park after
Yeah.
The corporation. Why not just throw it open? Let the highest bidder name the park.
I love that. Yeah. Alaska Airlines Park. Dorion Park.
Yeah.
David Prue's National Monument.
The highest bidder gets it. Yep.
That's a great idea. Thank you for the phone call. That's a great idea.
Yeah. There you go.
Sponsorship building names.
Yeah. There you go.
But before we take our break, I want to pay homage to a gentleman who's passed. Ron Murray,
yep.
He retired state trooper, frequent caller, very nice person, and he'd always say, start out, hello, this is Ron.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whenever asked, you know, and this is a very,
very
genteel
unique,
person.
Very unique voice, very unique cadence. I was shocked when I saw his obituary in the paper today, and he's a longtime customer of mine. He worked with my dad in the Alaska State Troopers, and Yeah, it's just sad we're not going to hear his voice anymore.
I know.
He's a very frequent caller to this show and other shows.
And he was always polite and pleasant and genteel.
Yes. Yeah, he was never controversial.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine a guy, Ron, ever even raising his voice.
Yeah, and a retired state trooper. Think of that, what he's seen.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But he's always positive, polite, genteel. And Ron, Godspeed to you, my friend, and we'll miss you. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 5th Avenue.
The Fairbanks Drama Association presents the Sunshine. Sunshine Boys, the hilarious Neil Simon play about two vaudeville partners who haven't spoken in over a decade, now trying to reunite for a major television special. The Sunshine Boys runs Friday and Saturday evenings, 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., April 10th through the 26th at the Half Rider Riverfront Theater. Get your tickets now by calling 907-456-PLAY or online at aktickets.com. Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys, directed by Steve Mitchell and generously sponsored by Bert and Becky Bell.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereed, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereed, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
KFAR weather.
Highs level off around 38 today under cloudy skies with a slight chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. Winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow. Lows dip down to about 28. A dusting of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Brett
Rodermund
of the
Borough Assembly,
who always must start out every
show with, only my opinions. They're not that of the Assembly or the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
And you're in your budget season, and you're looking at right now how much of a deficit?
I don't have the exact number. We did have some amendments, but I guess a warm and fuzzy rounded off number is, we'll just call it $9.5 million over.
This is what gets me. Your body just surrenders. This is the second year in a row you've had a deficit. Mm-hmm. The state of Alaska cannot have a deficit in their budget. The city of Fairbanks cannot have a budget in their deficit. Mm-hmm. The school district, since they don't have revenue generation, they have to give you a balanced budget of what their projected expenses and incomes will be. And if you cut something down, they have to cut it out.
Right.
Yet you can go into reserves.
Yep.
For the second year in a row, this as a body say, we surrender.
Pretty much. And we've kind of lucked out. The first year we did this, I definitely made a stink about, this is not sustainable. We can't keep doing this. And, to give you a kind of an idea, last year we had, quote unquote, $50 million in fund balance, and that's arguable, but whatever. And we borrowed, for round figures, 10. So that brings you down to 40. And then this year, for round figures, we borrowed another 10. So that should bring us down to 30. But our fund balance is still at $50 million.
Yeah, you're not giving that $11.4 million back.
There's that. And then we had, we had similar things. Some of the things that we budgeted for just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we incurred those savings. The big one is too much money in savings. You know, and we keep that money in money market accounts. You know, we're not just putting it in a savings account. We're trying to earn more interest.
4% interest, right.
Yeah, so,
3.5%.
So we budget, we conservatively, 3.25%, 3.5% that we might get on those. Well, we've been getting upwards of 5% or a little over 5%. Mm-hmm. Well, when you got millions of dollars in there, that equals big
that,
bucks.
That should be thrown into your revenue side, not, you know, that's your income that came in.
Right. So we just kind of lucked out that our savings account is, we're overspending, you know, on average. And again, I'm kind of rounding up here, but let's just, $10 million is an easy number. So,
your body gets to give an unbalanced budget. That's what gets me.
Correct.
Your body is the only body. Mm-hmm. That I know of that can give an unbalanced budget.
Yep,
a negative balanced budget.
And the only reason we've gotten away with it, is, in my opinion, it's just luck. It's just the marketplace has been good. You know, we haven't incurred costs that we thought we were going to incur, which is apparently the same thing that happened over at the school district. They had a very similar situation. Mm-hmm. You know, they reaped some savings for contracting out the janitorial. They didn't have nearly as many health claims. It goes on and on and on. You know, when you've got a multi-million-dollar budget, there's always ways that you could potentially
have a
saving somewhere. You know, you budget $1 million for this, but in reality, you only use $250,000. Well, now there's $750,000. You know,
I thought about it this morning, and this is me saying to myself, okay, if I had to cut $11 million, I'd go into the mayor's office, and he's got like about six people, and I'd say, okay, next time you lose someone, you're not rehiring. Mm. Finance, same thing. Next time you lose someone, you're not rehiring. Assessor's office. Next time you lose someone, you're not rehiring.
Right.
You're doing the same amount of work, being more efficient with the same amount of people,
yep.
And that is not going to affect the operations of the borough. Then you look at, okay, what is the two largest programs we have or departments in cost. That'd probably be your public works and your parks and rec.
Correct. Yep.
So I'd be looking and say, okay, each one you're taking a 3%, you're not having any growth and you're coming down 2% each. That's 4% savings. Let's do something like that.
Yep. Yeah. And none of that really ever happens. Basically the budget is presented to us. We have access to, you know, every line item on the budget, but generally speaking, when we're looking at the budget, especially at the finance committee level, we're primarily looking at the change column. So there's one column in our spreadsheet that shows the change, either a plus number or a minus number.
Well, that's how I look at audits. That's right. What you're looking. You're looking for a deviation.
Right. Right.
But now you're $11 million over.
Right. And so you tend to focus on that column, and this is why, you know, my little pea brain is starting to wrap itself around terms that I didn't know before called zero-based budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really starting to wonder whether the borough shouldn't try to implement something like that. Because, again,
That's what I did over at the city.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, the way our budget basically goes is, say, the numbers are thrown in front of you. There's no change. So on some of these departments, literally in that change column that we mm-hmm. look at, there was no change.
Yeah.
It was status quo. So you're like, okay, moving on. Well, you never asked any questions about the other numbers. Like, well, how did you get to this number and this number and this number? Basically, everything just transfers over. So nobody's diving in.
Or how many positions that are in this budget that have been unfilled for 2 years?
Correct. You're right. There's nothing like that. When you go to zero-based budgeting, you don't just you zero out every beginning dollar figure, you know, that you're going to that you would normally transfer from the last year. You zero that number out, and now you recalculate that number. So that basically forces you to, you know,
give a new budget.
Well, give a new budget or justify the old numbers you've been asking for over the years.
Yep.
You know.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mike.
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I just had a quick question for you guys. Do you have any idea how much Medco costs the borough on an annual basis?
You're sort of breaking up there. Brett, did you get that?
I got it. It's what does Fedco cost us? and I should have this number right off the top of my head because we were just going over it. But
like 900,000 or something like that?
No, I don't think it's that much.
Maybe their entire budget's that much.
I would have to go back and look. I should have this number right off the top of my head. Sorry, my head is swimming in numbers after all this budget stuff. And the Fedco thing came up at one of our very early work sessions, so I don't remember the number off the top of my head.
I think pardon my first number there. I think it's the city of Fairbanks.
You guys give them 50,000.
No, 75,000.
I think we chip in
Times that amount.
I think it's 250-ish.
Yeah.
300,000-ish. Yeah, sounds right.
What do you think, Mike?
Well, I just wondered if we were getting any real return on that investment. I've been watching them for a long time, and I just wondered.
It's certainly been... It's been a question of mine, are we getting a return on investment? I think the thing that bothers me the most about Fedco is, based on the numbers that they gave us, and again, I'm sorry I don't remember the exact numbers, what bothered me is the bulk of their money is coming from us, which means it's coming from you, the taxpayer. If you look at other large economic development corporations in other communities, a big chunk of their money comes from their members.
Mm-hmm.
So they're charging their members, which are the businesses, and the movers and shakers, whoever.
Sort of like
the
Anchorage Economic Development Corporation.
Right. So they're bringing in a lot of money, whereas the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, in my opinion, is relying too much on public money. They need to get more members. And I certainly questioned Mr. Stewart on that. And he openly admitted that it was a weak point and that was something they need to work on. Because out of their entire budget between the city of North Pole, the city of Fairbanks, and the borough paying the lion's share of it, only about $70,000 or $70,000 of their overall budget came from membership. So that kind of tells me you either don't have a lot of interest, or you're not going out and asking for that money, getting people to be members of your organization.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when upon reflection, when you're the most of your budget, the majority of your budget is paid for by government entities, you're probably going to be looking at everything with a government entity in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And not a pure business capitalistic ideology.
Right, right. Yeah, if you're having to answer to your membership, your individual members, and you're thinking about those dollars that those people give, because it could be hundreds, it could be thousands, it could be tens of thousands of dollars in membership dues, you're going to be thinking about that money a whole lot different than to just a one-shot deal from the borough.
Yeah, defend ourselves to the borough on our budget season.
Right, yeah. So.
true. Well, So how you enjoying our show so far?
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah. You haven't put me on the spotlight just yet, So
we still have a second half.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can save it up till then,
No. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to give you some Talking Heads, Take Me to the River bumper music. I endorse the Talking Heads bumper music here. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercial. And the person calling in, please call back after our break.
Thank you.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming
Fox
live
News.
At KFARradio.com.
President Trump extending a ceasefire in this conflict with Iran. Republican Senator Rand Paul on Fox Business, the idea about eventually lifting some sanctions against Iran if they show good behavior over time.
When you put the sanctions on, they tend not to change behavior, but there is a chance as you unwind, and we have hundreds and hundreds of sanctions, but in order to get to a diplomatic deal, you're going to have to offer to the Iranians, if you do X, we will get rid of X.
Iranian forces attacking three ships in the Strait of Hormuz seize control of two of those. Virginia voting to move forward with redistricting efforts to help Democrats in the midterm elections. The attention turns to Florida. State lawmakers there trying to redraw their maps as well. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries with a challenge for Republicans.
Go ahead and make our day. We are all in Florida.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports this month, Alaska-based Nano Management Services partnered with Alaska Airlines to introduce three self-driving wheelchairs at the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. The new technology is intended to expand airport staff's bandwidth to work with passengers who may need more assistance, according to Kareth Hawkins, Nano Management Services Director of Operations. Whether an individual is traveling with limited mobility or an injury or needs assistance navigating a busy airport, the new wheelchairs will help travelers move at their own pace with support from staff, Clinton Lasley said in a prepared statement Monday. He works in food facilities and maintenance at Nano Management Services. This program is about dignity and independence in travelers, he said. The self-driving electric wheelchairs created by the Silicon Valley-based company Will have been introduced at 15 airports around the world. Passengers can request a free ride online through Alaska Airlines during booking or in person at a ticket counter.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Do you have hip pain or know someone who does? Maybe you've struggled to find answers for that severe pain. McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine, they provide complete hip care. For younger, active patients, they offer regenerative medicine including PRP, stem cell therapy, and minimally invasive hip arthroscopy. And if you need a hip replacement, their state-of-the-art technology is number one. If you are struggling with hip pain, come to the hip experts. Visit McKinleyOrtho.com.
Honda announces factory rebates on all remaining stock snowblowers, up to $500 off tracked electric start models through May 1st. While supplies last, get your brand new snowblower. Prices so low, they melt away the competition. Standard 3-year warranty, smooth control, effortless engineering. The advantage of buying from the Woodway is your unit comes ready for you, serviced. And if you need anything maintenanced, we take care of you through the life of your snowblower. Buying snowblowers in April is the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have...
Brett Roderman.
Of?
The Fairbanks North Star Borough.
And?
My opinions, mine alone, do not represent the borough nor the assembly.
And I want to quickly apologize to the person who was calling in that we couldn't take. I appreciated your... patience during our break. He hung on for a while, but the, finally this said, hopefully he calls back.
Yeah.
But that's a hard break. We got to take that.
Yeah,
one.
You don't have a choice on that break.
Yeah.
The computer will kick you off eventually.
I know. It does.
Yeah. The other two are your choice, but the bottom of the hour one is not a choice.
Yeah. So basically, other than the issue with the name of Pioneer Park, you guys had a pretty mellow season so far.
Actually has been. It's been pretty quiet, just not a lot of, certainly not a lot of big issues before. It's been routine business. Geez, I think, so my record now on the assembly for the latest adjournment was 2:40, I believe, in the morning. And now I have the record earliest, which I think was like 7:35.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So pretty good.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah, let's go.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Brett Roderman, and your name is?
My name is Al.
Al, what are you up to?
Oh, I'm...
Where's my kimchi, buddy?
There's no Napa cabbage.
Oh. Okay, you're forgiven, but not forgotten.
So I'm curious, because I read some stuff in the paper earlier this year. When and where do we sign up with the borough to get our yards cleaned?
get your yards cleaned. Oh, you're talking about the you're talking about the money that we allocated for basically junkyard cleanup. I think that's what you're talking about.
Well, do you have a definition of a junkyard?
Well,
I did at the city right at city of Fairbanks. We did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting one, Al. That was another famous 7-2 vote. I didn't support that. Mainly because
my yard's pretty junky, and I could use some help cleaning it up.
Well, you get enough people to complain about it.
Okay, this is my thought on what you guys are talking about. You only got so many dollars, so you got to go out and go to one location that you can show makes a definable difference. And it's at basically the intersection of Fairbank Street and Geist Road. That burnt up place that's been burnt up three times.
Yep.
And that's the one you go fix up, because how many times have I talked to like Pat Pitney or Regents, and they're so embarrassed by bringing investors into the university even by that.
Yep.
And no one is going to bitch about you doing that. Is that okay with you, Al, if they go do that one?
Well, I would say then we have all our deferred maintenance taken care of, and we have extra money to take care of somebody else's private property.
Yeah, well, there you go. No, the big reason I voted no on it is just, to me, it's just another one of those things. It's unsustainable, you know. And I told people, it's like, look, I'm a pilot. I'm flying in and out of here regularly, especially in the summertime, and depending upon where we're coming from and where we get vectored to, whatever, with air traffic control,
they're all over.
Some of the stuff that I'm telling you, there is not this. We're talking about federal money that would have to be injected in this if you wanted to clean up all the junkyards. If you want to call it a problem, it's an epidemic problem. It's not anything the borough can solve, but you know they want to try. Most of these people, we try to help. You know, but again, I agree with you, Al. It's private property. You know, the problem is we do have ordinances about quote unquote junkyards and how, you know, there's supposed to happen, and you know you can't be contaminating the water table, and it's not supposed to be visible from the road.
Or your crap shouldn't be going into the road right away, over the road right away, into the road.
You know, that's where it gets. So there's a difference between a yard that's got a bunch of junk in it and something that's becoming blocking public right of ways. That's where it really becomes an issue.
You also have an issue of maintaining buildings and property.
Correct. We
you know, you have a finite amount of money, and then everyone fights over the priorities on how you spend it.
Yep.
I think you ought to prioritize your deferred maintenance before you take care of private property.
Well, hold it, Al. They did that. That's the KIP. But they used the KIP to go build new properties that they're going to have to maintain.
Yep.
Or make a snow dump out of it.
We got to go, buddy. We got another phone call. Thank you for the phone call. Always good hearing from you. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Assembly Member Brett Roderman, and your name is?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hello, Mike, again.
Yeah, it wouldn't be again. I don't know if you hung up on me or what happened there, but I would have enjoyed having part of that conversation with you guys about the Petco issue, but what was just talked about has kind of piqued my interest even more.
What's on your mind about it, sir? Sorry about that. What's on your mind about it?
Well, I just wonder, the first question out of people's minds, mouths when you talk about wind farms, for example, is, well, what are you going to do with all those old blades? You can't recycle them. Like a couple of wind turbine blades is going to be any different than the 9,000 junkyards we already have here, I mean, it's kind of like, why don't you clean your own act up before you push it on other people?
My thought is, when it comes to like the wind blade turbines, let time and ingenuity figure that one out. They'll figure out a use for the old wind blade turbines and just let time figure that one out. Simple as that. Whereas junkyards, you know, and how much money do you got? And it's all amount of it's all a reflection of how much of the money resource you're going to put towards this issue. And junkyards are they're pretty prevalent in places.
Yeah, and the big question is, you know, do you want, is that where you want your tax dollars going?
Yeah.
Just to cleaning up
someone else's property.
Other people's messes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like looking at them any more than anybody else.
Yeah.
But the deal is, you know, it's their property. And
Mike, if you were in charge of everything for a day, is there a specific property you'd want to clean up or not?
Nope. I think we lost him.
Mike, are you there? Please call back if you can. If I was the mayor for the day, there was only one property I'd go after, and that's the one on guys that I brought up.
I would wholeheartedly agree with you there.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the biggest eyesore.
Yeah.
And the borough can't touch that for multiple reasons, and there's a whole bunch of legalities in there. And again, it's another one. It's private property, and you can't. How do you force a private property owner?
Actually, what I would do then is I would look and I'd put in code if you could.
Right.
And this is a thought.
Right.
If you have a property that's classified as, you know, a defunct
or a nuisance
property,
yeah,
you start doubling the taxes every other year. Okay, mm-hmm. Your taxes are $10,000 now; they're $20,000.
Right.
2 years later, they're $40,000.
Right.
You know, put a penalty on them for their dereliction.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be awesome to get rid of that building for sure.
Maybe this is Mike again. Mike, is that you?
It is. I'm not sure what's going on there, but I'll give you an example of how these properties that people are hoarding material on. Okay, and I'll be nice about it.
Okay.
There's a road off of China Pump where there's 300 home sites that were built up on the hillside up there. And these are $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $800,000 houses. And for 20 years, the realtors would tell me, well, whatever you do, don't bring them down this particular road to get to the subdivision. Because you have to drive by acres and acres on both sides of the road of trash. And, you know, so it's hurting the value of all that developed property up on the hill because you got to drive through all this to get to there. And so they would take them in a roundabout way and bring them into the subdivision another way to avoid these people being aware that all this junk is something they're going to have to look at every single day they come home and go to work or anything else. And so nobody has the right to do that, to devalue someone else's property through what they're doing with their property, you know, and I think a lot of it comes down to just being a good citizen, you know, and being cognizant of the fact that what you do as an individual has consequences on people around you.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my problem with it. I mean, I don't mind people having junkyards. I buy used cat parts from people that have more damn bulldozers than they know what to do with in their backyard, okay? But if it's organized and sequestered to the point to where it doesn't intrude on someone else's enjoyment of their own land, that's kind of where I draw the line on that.
You know, it's interesting. You're
a long time.
I really think you're absolutely right. And here's a story for you. I was on the Board of Equalization where we heard property value disputes. And this one guy came in from Fox, and next to him was the epitome of all junkyards. I mean, the entire acre, 2 acres, was 3 feet tall of junk. And he wanted his assessed value lowered because of what the neighbor did. And the appraiser in charge of that property was saying no. And he came to us with his valuation. And you know what he said? He said, this is vacant land, and the person who builds a house here can face his home away from it.
Yeah,
no. And I looked at it, I said, no.
Right, yeah.
No. This guy's value has been damaged. This guy's value has been damaged by the neighbor.
That's right. That's right. So now you're forced into a somewhat of a fire sale because you got to find somebody that can tolerate looking at that every day that will still either buy the house or the property.
That's right.
You know, and that's just a dumbing down of our society in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's a devaluation of people's hard work and effort to make a home here.
Well, the other thing that people don't
about junkyard stuff. What bothers me about FETCO is I don't really see a rate of return there. I've been watching it for 15 years, and I've never really seen where that $1 million a year that we spend on average, I'll say, over the 20 years, has really paid dividends for us. And I'm not sure why we continue to support that philosophy that we have to have an organization like FETCO in order to somehow improve our economy. It just doesn't seem like there's a return on that. So that was why I asked the question about how much are we spending at this point in time.
Okay. On
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I thought one.
Let me call back.
Yeah. Okay, buddy, you take care. We got to take a commercial break here. Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And we'll be back after these messages with Brett Roederman of the Borough Assembly, and he has to say what?
My opinions alone.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Well, summer will be here before you know it, and you want to enjoy it. Well, so do the folks at Septic Specialists of Alaska. They want to fish, hike, camp, and have fun too. So don't wait until the last minute when they're full for the summer. Get on the books now, whether it's servicing your septic system or a new install or replacement. The key here is don't wait until it's too late. Get on the schedule now so you can go have fun this summer. Enjoy your Alaska summer with help from Septic Specialists of Alaska. Schedule an appointment today online at septicspecialistsofalaska.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. findoutfree.com.
Sound. It's all around us. Whether the laughter of children, the sounds of your favorite wildlife, or the rhythm of your favorite song. Sound brings our world to life. The Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center wants to remind you that their certified doctors of audiology are here to help hear those sounds. And whether it's a medical condition that requires treatment or a simple fitting of a hearing device, Dr. Jackson and her certified and licensed staff will help you hear more. Come into the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center for testing to hear what you've been missing. For more, visit fairbankshearing.com.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with a slight chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. High of 38, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. A dusting of snow today. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Brett Roederman of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly, and he's already given his spiel four times. I think we're good.
Yeah, right. I think we're covered.
We're going to take a phone call.
Yep, go for it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy, and I'd like to talk a little bit about Pioneer Park.
So, Randy, good letter to the editor you put in there.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm hoping that someone tomorrow will introduce an amendment to remove Line 39 from Scott Crass's ordinance to change the name from Pioneer Park to Alaska Land. Even if they vote for it and do change the name to Alaska Land, which is not quite as appropriate as Pioneer Park is, actually, but if they do, it's not the end of the world, but I consider Line 32 to be a poisonous, evil paragraph that's in that ordinance, and it shouldn't be there. And what it does, the implication of it, is that Alaskan natives may not be welcome at the Pioneer Park, which is a totally false assertion and totally not true. The Pioneer Museum, for instance, has native artifacts in it and books. I bought a book about native history in that Pioneer Museum, by the way. And so I hope somebody will put an amendment to remove that terrible line. And the reason is because it just adds on to a already existing national movement down in the lower 48 to try to demonize colonialists, you know, pioneers, basically to try to discredit our form of government. And people should realize that there were even Indian tribes back then in 1776 that helped the American cause. Now, a lot of them helped, were on the side of the British, but there were some tribes that were on our side. So they're part of our founding. And just like the Alaska Natives up here have an integral part in the pioneer history of Fairbanks.
Yep, I agree. We'll certainly look at that amendment, Randy. Don't have a problem with that. And yeah, I agree with you. You know, another part of the argument I can't seem to wrap my brain around is any of the indigenous people that were here before anybody else came here to settle, they're all pioneers as well, you know? And again, that word, you know, I mean, you know, there's been pioneers of medicine, you know?
It means leader, first in the field.
Right. I mean, you know, Martin Luther King was a pioneer of civil rights, you know? This whole argument has just gotten ridiculous.
They even named aircraft Pioneer.
Yeah. I'm just sorry that this whole thing has come up. I just don't think the community needs to be divided like this.
Randy, you know? Thank you for the phone call. We're going to take another one, sir. You have a good day. Good morning. You're on KF. Well, so much for that one.
Lost him on that one.
Yeah.
I would like to go back to something Mike was talking about with the junkyard thing. You know, one of the things that I've brought up a couple of times, and I don't think it's going to gain any traction, but we did try this before. But to me, you know, a lot of this junkyard problem is you got to cut the supply off at the source, and the source is at our transfer sites.
Yeah.
And the transfer sites are, you know, it's a
redistribution of trash.
It's a redistribution of trash, you know. And we did, you know, a while back, we did have, it was kind of, a pilot program where we parked, it was some sort of code enforcement officer at a transfer site. We didn't have one for each of them. We only had enough money for one. And it worked. It cleaned it up. It got rid of all the problems. The troopers weren't called to that transfer site because of bad activity. And all the quote-unquote dumpster divers were run off. And it worked, but you're going to have to do it at every single transfer site, and that's going to cost some money.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hello. We're walking.
Hello.
They're walking in the snow.
Is that a butt call? Is that a butt call on the radio?
It could have been. I think it was a butt dial to KFAR. So,
only in America.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, again, if you're gonna have to cut this thing off at the source, but that's gonna cost money too. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to spend the money on the cleanup side when the mess has already been made? That's really expensive. Do you want to try to stop it at the transfer sites? Well, you'd have to look at the numbers. I think it makes more sense to stop it at the transfer sites. Now, that isn't going to stop things like vehicles. You know, that's just going to stop general trash.
Yeah, but it's a start.
It's a start.
You're doing something.
You're doing something. To try to go clean up all the messes that are out there right now, I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. That's federal dollars. That's
I was able to clean up the inside of the city because we had small lots.
Correct.
And it's definable.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when we've got...
And we could put the bill right on the property owner's property.
Right. Yeah. You know, and some of the people want the stuff that's cleaned up that's very visible in high traffic areas. Okay, well, what about the ones way out in Goldstream that are off on the side roads?
Now you're discriminating.
Right. Now that's still affecting the neighbor's property value. So.
Ready for a phone call? Maybe it's a butt dial.
Yeah, we'll see you again.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, this is Melody calling.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing?
I'm good. I wish we had another hour because there's 3 points. The place on Fox, the tour bus used to slow down so that tourists could take pictures.
Oh, God.
No one could believe the amount of trash.
It was unbelievable, those photos that they showed us. And this was 15 years ago.
I know.
And this was the property, if I remember right, had all the shopping carts out front.
You'd know it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the other point, David, thank you for bringing up that burnt-out shell of a, I guess it was an apartment complex.
Those were put together as an apartment complex, but those were ADCO units.
Holy crap. I know. It's horrible. And yes, it's a blight. And then thirdly, about the transfer station. Yeah, I used to bring things that were, you know, still had good life to them. But what would happen is bags would be torn open, boxes overturned. It all ended up dirty on the ground, and I quit taking things there. But, you know, I thought that it could get recycled, you know, like other people could use, you know, hand-me-downs. But it just got to be, nah, I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, you're right there, Melody.
Okay, thank you, guys. Great show.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer. I don't think there is a good answer to the problem.
There's a philosophy: one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right.
But we don't want to see recycled treasure coming out into the street in white plastic bags.
Well, there's another thing that I learned as we started to dive into more of these quote unquote junkyard properties, and this is the really sad and tragic side of it. What we learn is when we go in and we try to help, and we try to help clean this up, we're finding out that there's a lot of mental health issues involved in a lot of it. I'm not saying that goes with everybody. No, Al, I'm not talking about your junkyard. Don't call back, Al. You're not mentally ill.
You'll see us anyway, but yes, he is. Right. Al is mentally ill.
Okay. David said it, not me. I'm your friend, buddy. But that's the really... That is a really tragic part of this. There are some people that they really do, they have a problem. And it shows up in their front yard, unfortunately. So that's another side of this. Like I said, I don't know that there's a solution to this problem, but I think it makes more sense to spend the money trying to cut it off at the source. And it's not just the trash collection that's going on at our transfer sites, it's a problem. There is a lot of nefarious activity going on at our transfer sites.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I remember, you know, the bane of Mayor Ward's existence was the Farmers Loop West transfer site. There was so much bad activity going on. Captain Spitzer was just constantly calling the mayor, you know, will you do something about this? We're tired of being called to go out there and break up what is basically, this is your problem. It's your property. You created this. Figure it out, you know. And, I mean, it's a real problem. There's some bad juju that goes down around those transfer sites.
We got about a minute left, sir. Thank you for being on the air. You're going to have a fun meeting tomorrow night.
It'll be fun, and it could bleed over into Friday. It's already been kind of pre-scheduled for Friday in case it runs over, which is totally possible.
And you're in your budget season.
Yeah, we just finished up with finance, so the finance committee is done with the budget. It now gets thrown over to the assembly, so that's going to hog up some of the assembly's time as we move forward. So we're not done with the budget. The assembly gets the final say in it, so there's probably going to be some amendments and stuff coming forth, but... You know, we're done with phase one anyway.
Mr. Roderman, thank you very much. Always enjoy our conversations.
All right, appreciate it.
And thank you for putting up with me.
Yeah, no problem.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you on Friday. And going to have the people who operate the new planetarium up at the university on the air. We're going to talk about it. You have a great day, and I'll see you on Friday.